Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Rice, for joining us by phone. Dr. Oberg, if you'd like, you can go ahead since you're the only one here in person. If you want to come and sit here, if there's, then you can maybe hear us better. I'm the louder one, but some of the others I'll remind to speak up.
And I do have my hearing aids, my new hearing aids, fully operable.
Okay.
So, and I have them in speech and loud noise. So.
Okay, well, just, if you can't hear, just like wave your hand or do something, and then I'll remind
Thank
people
you.
To speak up.
I appreciate it.
Okay, so we are on section number 3, informal interviews, and we are now on item number 2, which is our 3-pack informal for 2496 in regards to Michael Rice, DVM, 2497 in regards to Alan Sibnick, DVM, and 2498 in regards to Carl Oberg, DVM. So how we're, well, we don't have one of them on the phone, but we're going to kind of take this, lump it all together, and then, but we will deliberate and decide on each one, of course, separately. So, but you can just stay, well, no, I guess I'll have the complainant. So we'll have you sit back, come forward again, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so this is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Michael Rice, Dr. Alan Sibnick, and Dr. Carl Oberg in case numbers 2496, 2497, and 2498. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given into it at ARS 322234. Okay. So, Dr. Oberg, please introduce yourself, and if you have an attorney.
Yeah, I have no attorney with me. I'm okay. Carl William Oberg, DVM.
Okay.
And good midday, Ms. Krager, and members of the board, and Ms. Victoria and Ms. Tracy.
Great, thank you. And then Dr. Rice on the phone, would you please introduce yourself as well?
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Michael Rice, license 6045. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Good afternoon to Ms. Krager, you, and the rest of the board as well.
Okay, great. And we've got your attorney.
David Stoll, appearing as legal counsel.
Yep, David Stoll, yes, he's there for me.
Great.
As well.
Okay. Thank you both. Well, so Dr. Rice, Dr. Oberg, and hopefully Dr. Sibnick soon, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to a formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all of the materials you have submitted. If any of you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now. This is just any new or additional materials.
David Stoll for Dr. Rice. We have no additional materials.
Okay.
No materials for me either.
Okay.
All laid out.
This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board, or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Nosley, would you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes, on June 13, 2023, Mr. Whiskers, a 16-year-old male domestic short hair was seen by Dr. Oberg, a mobile veterinarian, due to weight loss and hypersalivating. Dr. Oberg noted severe dental disease and dehydration. Sub-Q fluids were dispensed and Convenia was administered. On June 22, 2023, Dr. Oberg evaluated the cat. Blood was collected and clindamycin was dispensed. The complainant was attempting to schedule a dental cleaning. However, she had financial constraints. On July 7th, 2023, the cat was presented to Dr. Sibenik at ABC Pet Care for a pre-dental exam. Dr. Sibenik confirmed the cat needed a dental and an estimate was provided. On July 13, 2023, the cat was presented to Dr. Rice at ABC Pet Care for a dental and extractions. The procedure was performed, several teeth were extracted, and the cat was discharged later that day. After arriving home, the complainant called the premises stating suture was seen coming from the cat's mouth. The complainant declined a recheck exam. On July 26, 2023, the cat was presented to Dr. Sibenik for a recheck exam and inappetence. His assessment was that the cat's mouth was healing as expected. The cat was dehydrated, therefore sub-Q fluids were dispensed per the complainant's request along with an appetite stimulant. On August 16, 2023, Dr. Oberg evaluated the cat for continued inappetence, weight loss, and eye issues. Medications were dispensed. On September 22, 2023, the cat was presented to Dr. Jackson at Northwest Animal Hospital to have the paw evaluated. After the exam, Dr. Jackson discussed the cat's poor condition. The mouth was infected with possible necrosis. The complainant elected to take the cat home with palliative care and schedule a humane euthanasia via a mobile veterinarian.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Nosley, do you have a preference with which respondent we begin with the questioning? It does not matter to you.
No.
Okay. All right, Dr. Rice, you're going to be up first then. At this time, I would like to swear you in, Dr. Rice. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Dr. Rice, we would now like to give you or your attorney an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
Before Dr. Rice responds, this is David Stoll. I would just like to remind the board that on May 15, 2024, when you reviewed the dismissal recommendation that the investigative committee made in connection with the complaint against Dr. Rice, the complainant addressed you all and stated that she wished to withdraw the complaint against Dr. Rice. I know that that's not dispositive, and once a complaint is filed, only the board can resolve it, but I just didn't want that to be overlooked, and the fact that the complaint currently has no issues at all with anything that Dr. Rice did in this case. And with that, Dr. Rice, if you have any comments you wish to make in response to the summary, please do so.
Please, yes. The summary is concise and generally accurate. This was a routine cleaning with several extractions, and as you noted, originally scheduled with Dr. Sibenik. However, he was ill and was given the opportunity to either reschedule or have me perform the procedure, and she elected, Ms. Kavanaugh has elected to have me perform this. You know, given benefit of hindsight, I wouldn't have done anything different in this particular case. I think one fact that was overlooked in the summary, with the suture material observed in Mr. Whisker's mouth, we recommended that very same day or next day that he be evaluated so we could determine whether or not that was a tail that was longer than intended or if there was a problem. Ms. Kavanaugh declined both of those opportunities and then that evening cut the suture material out herself against our medical advice. Here in the printed summary, but was not introduced orally. I do understand that on September 22nd, more than 2 months after the dental, Mr. Whiskers was seen by Dr. Jackson, and I was able to review those photos. At the time of discharge, at the time of the dental, there was not that degree of inflammatory change, nor that degree of what appears to be necrosis. There was severe periodontal disease, but at the time of discharge, we administered Convenia, which is you know, used as a long-acting antibiotic and affirmed by even Zoetis to be effective, equally effective as clindamycin for managing periodontal disease. And then we did send also gabapentin as an analgesic. And I will reinforce that follow-up scheduled with me were canceled and scheduled with Dr. Sabinick. And those follow-ups were scheduled in a window at which I would have expected to be able to assess healing and catch dehiscence or failure of the mucogingival flaps that we use to close those extraction sites.
Okay, thank you. If you don't have anything further to add, I'm going to open it up for the board members who might have questions for you.
Hello. Thank you. Yes. No.
Hi, Dr. Rice. This is Dr. Nosley.
Hi. How are you?
Good. One quick question on 713, the pre-procedure exam. Do you recall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you recall, or did you appreciate any abnormalities in the eyes, sinuses, lymph nodes, etc.?
No. I recall that I did not.
Thank you. That's the only question I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do any other board members have questions for Dr. Rice? Okay. So we've got the complainant here. So Dr. Oberg, I assume, Ms. Kavanaugh, that you would like to speak on behalf of the Dr. Rice piece of it, right? Okay. Because I will allow you to speak after each, we hear from each respondent, okay? If we can just keep it pertaining to each of those individuals, okay? So Dr. Oberg, if I can have you step back again while we have Ms.
I'm okay if you stay
okay.
There. It's a lot
you just,
to move.
Okay. Dr. Oberg, you can stay. She said you can stay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. No, yeah, I was like, if you want to, if you guys don't mind, hopefully that's not awkward if you're sitting together. But thank you. If you would please state your name for the record, and then I'm going to swear you in.
Krista Kavanaugh.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kavanaugh. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Obviously, we have all of the materials that you have provided, but please feel free to now address the board.
He said, the lawyer said, that I have no issues at all. That is not true. I withdrew it because I never met him, I never talked to him, and I had no idea if it came from him or somebody else. So I don't have any information. That's why I withdrew it.
Okay.
But to say that I had no issues at all is not correct. He said that he was supposed to be reevaluated the next day and I declined. That is not true. And that I cut material out of his mouth. Against their advice. I called when all this stuff was coming out. It looked like a lot of stitches. I called because I was concerned. That was the first night. I called, I asked them, I said, I think I need to come back in. And I never talked to him directly through, you know, this is all through staff members. So what I got back was that Dr. Rice said that to not worry about it, that cats do well with dental things and the sutures are fine and it closes up fine and I didn't have to worry about it. So the fact that he said that I cut the material out of the mouth against their advice and I declined to come in the next day is a flat out lie or misconception on his part. But I called, I wanted to come in and I was declined. Sorry, I'm really angry about that. And he said he didn't see the degree of inflammation that Dr. Jackson saw. Well, of course, that was in September and this was in July. That doesn't mean it hadn't already started. If anybody looked at the pictures that I sent, you could see there was stuff already coming, and that was when I contacted Dr. Oberg. At first, I didn't think it was teeth. I thought it was the stuff from his eye, the stuff from his nose, the swollen cheek, the snarl that he had, all of which I addressed. You can see how specific I am and what records I keep. And so Would it be as inflamed in July as September? No. But was there some already? Yes, there was. And I never had a follow-up scheduled with him. And I did go back to Dr. Sabinick because I met him before the, you know, pre-surgery, because he was going to do the surgery, and then he got COVID. So, and Dr. Rice said he did not see any issues, though. Dr. Sabinick had Dr. Oberg's notes, I assume, and I documented them to Dr. Sabinick. So if he'd read the stuff that was in their notes, if they put it in, he would know that that there was already issues.
Okay, thank you. Do any board members have questions for Ms. Cavanaugh?
I did, but I think you addressed them regarding the canceling of the appointment and the sutures. I would just ask, did you attempt to remove sutures?
No. They were coming out. They were coming out the first night out of the side of his mouth. I called and asked what to do. So I don't know. It was so much. I think it was a whole side, and I was told that I could cut off right by where it was coming out, just so it wouldn't catch on something. It wasn't go in the mouth and snip it out, which I wouldn't have a clue how to do. Wouldn't feel safe doing that. So I did what I was told to do, which was cut off anything that was outside of the mouth. But I didn't start it, and Mr. Whiskers was already coming out.
So your statement is, someone told you to cut off, you could cut off the excess.
Yeah, the only person I got to speak to was whoever answered the phone, who blah 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 talked to Dr. Rice directly or indirectly, I don't know. And I got a call back, not from Dr. Rice, but from whoever.
Okay.
And no, I didn't have to come back in, because cats heal very easily from surgery and they close up the mouth. So I was told not to come in. So that's a direct lie to say that I declined to come in. I wanted to come in.
Okay.
May I rebut?
Hold on. You'll have a moment. Don't worry, Dr. Rice.
Thank you.
Okay. Do any other board members have questions for Ms. Cavanaugh? Okay. So you can go ahead and step back now on this one. Okay. So now, Dr. Rice, I can let you or Mr. Stoll, you can respond to those remarks that were made.
Dr. Rice, this is Dave Stoll. I just want to read to the board the medical record entry for the phone call that's now in dispute. This is dated July 13, 2023 at 4:24. Owner called in regards to patient. Owner stated that she sees suture coming out of the mouth and isn't sure if it's coming out. Advised owner that I will speak with doctor. This is a technician putting this in the medical record. Talked to owner, advised her that we would recommend her to come back in. Owner declined, stated it's too far. Owner stated that she will cut it out herself up to the lip area. Advised owner we wouldn't recommend, but if she's not willing to drive here, she can go to the Craycroft office, which is presumably closer. Owner declined, will cut out and CB if she call back if issues. And then there's the initials from the technician. DMV note, this is from Dr. Rice. Suture applied is grossly adequate and appropriate to close gingiva post-extraction. No need to quote-unquote trim suture is expected. So that's what's in the medical record documenting that phone conversation. Doctor, do you have anything else you wish to add?
I do. I wanted to refer us to an email received on Friday, July 14th, 2023 at 9:51 a.m. It is from Ms. Cavanaugh. It says, greetings. Here are two pics of what I cut off outside his mouth. One is to give you a sense of size, and the other is a closer view. He did scratch his mouth with his paw a couple times yesterday, not constant. I thought I saw one outside the other side, but when I went to cut it, I didn't see it easily, and he was fussing. He's in his hidey hole now. I can't check, but I will if it's important. I would also like to refer the board to, there are screenshots of our digital or electronic appointment log that demonstrate that there was indeed a follow-up appointment scheduled for Thursday, July 25th. And I know this would have been done because it is a mandatory follow-up. These are to be scheduled at discharge. And if we look at the notes on that appointment, we can see the status is canceled. Those two screenshots were supplied in my original narrative or response packet.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Rice. Are there any additional questions from board members? No? Okay. So now, Dr. Rice, I just need you to hang tight, and we are going to now move on to Dr. Oberg. Tracy,
I don't get to respond.
Are we trying Dr. Sabin again?
I have a message with him.
Okay.
And I've called him several times.
Okay, so we're just going to carry on. Now, Dr. Oberg, at this time I would like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Oberg, and we would now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information that you believe is relevant.
I would only add in the initial exam, I would grade Mr. Whisker's dental condition a 4 out of 4, one of the worst dental disease cats that I have ever seen. During her grief for her deceased friend and her husband that was in home hospice, my feeling was, I'm not sure of this, but my feeling was that she was so focused on her family and friends, and her mother who was on her deathbed too, that she she didn't have time to adequately care for the aged cat. And so when I gave the fluids to correct the dehydration, Mr. Whiskers was unable to groom himself and was unkempt. And then after I came back to draw the blood, he was hydrated enough to actually take the sample. His veins were adequate to take the draw. And I was surprised with the CBC and chemistry that he didn't have other problems, mainly that he did not have end-stage renal disease. And the blood draw was in preparation for a full-blown dental, including radiographs. And I'm not sure, I didn't hear anywhere in the context of the conversation with Dr. Wright if dental x-rays were taken. I encouraged Ms. Kavanaugh. She said, do I need to actually have the x-rays because of expense? That's my add-on. Do I really need to have x-rays taken? And I said, absolutely. One of the times I'm more adamant in my recommendations, and I'm not sure if she declined when she went to ABC. I was in a stretch as a house call veterinarian, and I no longer had a bricks and mortar facility to perform adequate anesthesia and dental x-rays and x-rays, having lost because the corporation decided that I should not be using Sora Vista as my facility. So I did not have the capability, so we're in a scramble trying to find a facility that would take it. I referred her to Southern Arizona Veterinary Specialist to actually see the dental specialist because I thought his dental disease was so severe. And she came up with ABC, so that was fine. You know, clients make their own decisions. And so, in my practice, you know, house call veterinarians are limited. We don't have the technology, the support that I did as one of the owners of several hospitals in Tucson, Sonora Animal Hospital, and a satellite clinic in Green Valley. But after my traumatic brain injury and 7 years of medical rehab and retirement, I was encouraged to do the house, and I enjoy it. And I feel, especially during the pandemic, that I was able to provide care for underserved population, people that couldn't get out or were isolating because of comorbidities. And, you know, I'm basically retired. We have a good retirement. I'm a retired full colonel from the Air National Guard and Air Force. And so I don't need to do this. I do it as public service, a way of giving back.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your service.
Yes,
thank you for your service.
Do any board members have questions for Dr. Ober?
Hi, Dr.
Ober. Well,
one question.
You said, yeah.
Well, not that formal.
Yeah.
But I'm a retired military.
I know. That's like,
I would like to focus on the last time you saw Mr. Whiskers on the post-dental recheck. In reading the record and looking at exam findings, the only thing I could find was the patient's appearance is normal. There were no other exam findings. So, first of all, if you could expound on that a little bit, on that exam, and should I indicate, or should I take it that there were no abnormalities in the oral cavity or the right sinus at that time?
It was probably on my fault is that I did not. It was more of a, I was going to drop off medication and not designed to actually be a follow-up exam. If I refer or client self-refers to a practice that performs a procedure, I would expect them to be able to do the thorough follow-up. But all along, you know, I could see that he still had extensive periodontal disease, which he still, I believe he had 8 teeth extracted. And he had the left eye discharged, which I worried that maybe that cornasal tooth was infected up into the sinus.
So, are you done with that part?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So you did possibly appreciate some problem in that sinus?
Yes, I did. I certainly suspected it and would have thought that if there were dental radiographs taken, that it would have been identified.
By then. Okay.
If I may add
this. Sure.
I've thought about this this case so much that it wakes me up in the middle of the night, but I always look for things that I can learn from. I have a tendency nowadays to suggest things rather than recommend. I've learned that perhaps on things like which I did with the dental x-ray, to emphasize that, you know, strongly suggest or strongly recommend. Use those words. All our conversations, which the board has, are text messages. I find that to be good documentation, and it's not he said, she said. It's right there in front of you, not modified or anything. So it's part of the record. And house call practice, I mean, for every hour I see a patient, I spend 5 hours in admin work or driving to another client or documentation. I don't have, you know, assistants that much or technicians, certified technicians. I have some volunteers mainly that help me out. So one of which is a certified pharmacy technician and has a day job with the VA hospital. But he still comes to see, and I appreciate that. And he is great with my admin work. But, and because of my arthritis and both in my shoulder and hemiparesis on the left side, I can't type very well, even on electronic records. I try, and I can do some voice-to-text documentation, and I try to keep up and meet
your requirements. That's all I have to say.
So this visit was not a recheck? You were just...
Well, it was a request that, oh, while you're at it, while you're here, take a look.
Okay.
It was not a full-blown weight, temperature, pulse, respiration.
Yeah. Was there a charge for that visit?
Not charged for that. I tried to be obsequious with her, and I discount my crazy, you know, and try to find a way that I can give a military, an education, public service discount, which is 10%. Because all I want to do is break even, pay my bills. Gotcha. And so it really wasn't. It was just kind of a flyby.
So no charge for office exam or
no,
or exam.
Which I did often with her. I did. Okay. Did not charge her for a lot of things, and I gave her, based on her husband's military career, even though he was deceased, I gave her the military 10%.
Okay.
And ignored a lot of charges that I should have charged for.
Thank you. That's the only
question. I have a question, and this is Dr. Wright, by the way. In regards to the dental clinic itself, did you get any kind of records after the dental clinic that you were able to look
just
at?
Very brief, just that I saw that they did the 8 extractions, cleaned the rest of the teeth. I did not see that there were any radiographs in here.
You didn't get like the dental map or anything that showed which teeth and all that, just kind of a word type
just,
thing?
I believe it was. Memory is failing, but I believe so. It may have had the dental chart for a cat.
But yeah. You definitely didn't get x-rays, or you never saw x-rays?
No, and I saw it. Okay. I mentioned of x-rays.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for Dr. Oberg? Okay. Well, again, as long as everybody's playing nicely in the sandbox here, we can have Ms. Kavanaugh come forward again, and then you can, again, like to just give you time to address the board, particular to Dr. Oberg's piece of this case.
I want to say that when you came, I liked you and Mr. Whiskers liked you.
Thank you.
And I
thank
trusted
you very
him.
Much.
Which is why, which makes this really uncomfortable, and I don't know if the diagnosis was correct. I contacted him because of the cheek swelling, the eyes and nose reading was the right side, not the left. The loss of weight, dramatic change in behavior, that was in mid-June. And yes, I couldn't do it a couple months earlier as I was taking care of John as he was dying and in home hospice. I did the best I could, but it wasn't as obvious as by June. It was quite obvious. So it was obvious when he came to see him the first time. I do want to say I canceled with Dr. Rice because I scheduled the after visit with Dr. Sabinick, so I did have the after visit. I just, if something was wrong, I figured Dr. Rice might be more defensive, and I'd never met him, and I'd already talked to Dr. Sabinick, so I did have it. And I really want to say I did not decline coming back. I asked to come back, and they...
Okay, so remember, though, we're keeping this to Dr. Oberg's piece for the case.
So then, still, like a week after his visit, I sent him this email, which I sent you guys, that said I told about his behavior, I told about his weight loss. I thought the diagnosis was correct when he said that Mr. Whiskers needed dental surgery. Maybe he did. I mean, I know it's, that's neither here nor there. When he said he needed dental surgery, I thought that was responding to the change in behavior, the stuff showing the weight loss. And I believed him. Now, if it wasn't that, that's not on me. It's not my profession. So I don't know why. So I addressed the three issues, those three major issues. The weight, the stuff coming out, and the behavior change 20 times before the surgery. So this is not new stuff and it was addressed after. And living on, I wasn't married to John. He was my fiance. So our money was separate. Living on below poverty level, Social Security, and so money's an issue. In the last 3 months of Mr. Whisker's life, I spent $3,500. So was I asking for some help? Yes. But if he said after, you can see how detailed I am, with the information I gave him, if he really needed to have it, I would have gotten another visit. And then one reason that it was put back was because my mother died in there. So, I mean, I was in emotional hell. But nonetheless, I kept advocating for my cat, which you guys can see. So, what I don't know is whether the original diagnosis was correct. And the issues that I guess he ended up dying from were already there in June. And he's saying, well, because of all the stuff I didn't handle early enough, well, I handled it in June and July before the surgery, I handled it after the surgery, and I never said he died from the dental. So I don't know if it was correctly diagnosed. And with the thing with the, I've never seen a cat's third eye before. I have had lots of cats, I never saw the third eye before. And he had me give Mr. Whisker's eye drops for dry eyes. When I went to see Dr. Jackson, she pressed on this side and said, see, when there's pressure, that's what the third eye is from. And so the third eye was from pressure, from all the swollenness in his mouth. But he should have known that, not me.
Okay.
You know, I asked him. So, at the very least, it seems to me negligence, given how much I communicated with him and how specifically and how thoroughly and how detailed I am.
Okay. Do any board members have questions?
Yes.
Kavanaugh?
Definitely, obviously, very detail-oriented and very observant of your pet. Dr. Oberg saw Mr. Whiskers for the last time on 8/16. Did you cancel an appointment with him on the 27th, the follow-up?
No.
Okay.
There was one canceled the week before he came out because that's when my mother was in her last week of life, but not after, no.
Nothing after that 8/16 visit. From that visit on 8/16, the last time that any of these veterinarians had seen Mr. Whiskers, until he was seen by Dr. Jackson on September 22nd, a period of about 7 weeks there. Can you describe the progression from that visit on 8/16 to the visit with Dr. Jackson on 9/22? Briefly, just tell me what was going on with Mr. Whiskers during that time, and what did you observe? Exact day by day I don't need, but...
He wasn't eating, his weight was going down, and I gave you showed you the percentages of the weight, normal weight and after surgery weight. And so it was clearly declining. He was in his hidey hole lot. He was a very friendly cat. I called him my dog cat. He liked to be around me. I call him, he would come. So it was very atypical behavior for him to be in his hidey hole so much. This cat asked for food. He demanded food. He had a clock in his stomach. He knew when it was time to eat. And he either didn't ask for food or he asked for it and then he didn't eat it, which was totally out of character for him. And when he came out, while he was very loving, he was not out as much.
Physically, what did you witness in this progression?
Well,
in his,
he's losing weight. I wrote to him and said, I can feel his bones. I'm afraid of them breaking. The week at my mother's, while she was dying, You know, my sisters, my niece and nephews, my brother-in-laws were there. Everybody saw. This is the first week of August. Everybody saw that the cat was declining. They knew the cat. They saw he was declining.
Did you witness increased swelling in the sinus? I guess that's specific.
Yeah. I took pictures of it.
Increase from 816 to 922. That swelling increased.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'm still grieving my mother, my third death in 8 months. I'm dealing with Mr. Whiskers. I'm dealing with that I spent $3,500 in the last 3 months of his life, which was a big deal to me. I wasn't holding out, and yes, he got it.
Okay, Ms. Kavanaugh, I need you to make sure that you're directing just your line of questioning and answers to us, and try not to, because again, that's normally I don't have you guys sitting up there together for that reason.
So, and we were communicating, and then on August 30th, he stopped communicating with me. And my story is I asked for some more saline solution or electrolytes, whichever it was. Oh, God. And I could get it from Chewy's for $10, and I could get it from him for over $70 plus a transport fee. And it was just too much for one day. And I know when he read my text, because it always says when he reads them, he did not read my text on that day. I said, I have to cancel you coming to give me the meds.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get it in one day for a heck of a lot less money. And then I wrote him a text that he did not read until February. That I said, I just realized you may have already gotten the stuff. I'd be glad to pay your costs. I'd be glad to pay your time in going to go and pick them up. He did not read it, so maybe he stopped communicating with me.
Okay, so I'm very sorry for everything you were going through, truly.
Thanks.
But in that 7 week period, you did not contemplate taking Mr. Whiskers to another veterinarian?
No, because at the time I trusted Dr. Oberg.
But I mean to physically take him in to the veterinarian to be seen.
No, because I was communicating with him, and at the time I trusted him. And in that time that you're talking about, there's five, six times that I texted him or emailed him with pictures. So, if he wasn't concerned, I didn't know what to do. And I'd already had not good experience, so I didn't know who to go to.
I understand.
And I regret not going to Dr. Jackson earlier.
It's fine. I understand.
Okay, are there any other questions for the complainant? Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kavanaugh. You can sit back in the audience. Dr. Oberg, I'd just now like to give you any additional comments you would like to make.
Ms. Kavanaugh was concerned about her cat, and I appreciate that. And that's why I communicated with her so extensively and tried to provide the care that I could provide with my own limitations, my own health limitations. I had impending total shoulder replacement surgery and had a lot of pain from that, but I don't use that as an excuse. And the day I was going to deliver the 2 liters of fluids, because she said something in her text messages, what you have, that she was out. And so when I do, I always include the IV line, a sterile IV line, and 18 gauge needles to administer, so none of it is that she had would be reused. Now, I don't know if Chewy's does that or not, but I didn't prescribe it at Chewy's, and how she could get sterile IV fluids, well, I don't know, maybe that they bypass it somehow. So when she texted me in capital letters, "Do not come," And I think it was on a Sunday that I was going to deliver it. So, and I felt that she had self-referred to ABC at that time, and they were the then responsible for the aftercare of Mr. Whiskers on the dental issues.
Any other, yes?
Just to share with you, Dr. O'Leary, from my experience in dealing with Chewy and that, the orders, you have to order the line and the needles separately from the bag. Because I have a 21-year-old cat that I've been giving some Chewy for 4 years.
Yes. And a lot of people that have diabetic cats or end-stage kidney cats do that. And I taught Ms. Cavanaugh how to do that, and she was a reluctant student, but apparently she was able to do that and on her own. So I finally, she described herself as, when I first met her, as a naturopath. Now, I didn't know, I didn't question if she was considered herself a naturopathic physician or kind of holistic type of, and she she had two huge trays of, I don't know, didn't go through them, medication, supplements, holistic medications on top of her washer and dryer as you walked in. She said, please take your shoes off, so, which I did in the house.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last sentence.
Take your shoes off, and I have booties you can put on, or you can walk in your socks.
Okay.
Thanks for the information. We're kind of confining it to what happened in this
Any other questions? Okay. So again, if we're not hearing from the other individual, then we're just going to carry on. There's no more questions from board members for either. Then this concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter. As a reminder to everybody, both the respondent and the complainant, there's no more discussion. And this part is just now open for board members to deliberate.
Can I not talk?
No, I'm sorry. So
he's
not...
She can make a five-minute statement.
She could say so.
Okay.
Yeah. So five-minute statement is it.
Yeah,
sure.
Just because he didn't show up.
Yeah, she's
she can make a statement about him.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Sabinick gave me prescriptions, Chewy's, for the electrolytes and the needles and the new thing, and I didn't reuse anything. And I'm not a naturopath, I'm a certified holistic healthcare practitioner. Dr. Sabinick, I talked to him before the surgery and after the surgery, and I brought up the issues again. You can see how detailed I am. I had a list of things to address with him, and he just automatically went to the surgery because that's what was recommended, that's why I made the call, that's why it was a pre-surgery appointment. But I brought in these other issues, and he said he was good to go with the surgery. He did not ask about when I said the eyes and nose, the weight loss and the change in behavior. He said it was fine. He did not ask about any of those issues. I was mostly dismissed. On the 2 week after surgery appointment, I still had the original list plus that he was getting worse. You could see it, it was worse, and he tried to get the stuff was being at his eye here, and he tried to wipe it off, and he couldn't, so he clearly saw it. He looked in his mouth at the jawline. He did not look up into the gum. He did not look up into the roof of the mouth. And the clicking that I heard that started the day of the surgery, I don't know why it started. He said, oh, he has dry mouth. I don't think that's it. Or his teeth are clicking. This was not teeth clicking. This was a kind of like that. And my sister heard it too, so it wasn't just me. And so I don't know why his mouth clicked, but I kept saying his mouth is clicking. Isn't that an issue? And instead of looking more or doing whatever, he just said, oh, you need to get him to eat and drink more. Really? I only lived with him for 6 years. I told him that his post-surgery weight was down 1.3. He had not been going up. He hadn't been eating. And his solution was to prescribe a drug that is used for, I forget what, some issue that has a side effect of increasing weight. But it increases weight 5% after 2 months, which would have been way too late. None of the three gave Mr. Whiskers an anti-inflammatory, and the one that was given by Dr. Jackson in 24 hours did so much good that I considered not euthanizing him. But then I realized she said it was in the bone, and it was too much for a cat who's 40% down in his weight.
Were there any questions, I guess, specific to?
No.
Nope, you're fine. You can go ahead and step back. Okay, so again.
If I may.
No, it's a different case.
No, nope, so that's a different case, so you're good. That was with regard to Dr. Sivanek. So again, we're concluding that portion of the testimony. Mark, can you help me out here? Because Dr. Sivanek, we were unable to get a hold of him. What are we doing in his particular case?
He just didn't take action today on his.
I thought he just didn't show up. He doesn't have to be here.
It is voluntary, informal. Voluntary. So I don't know why he's not here. I don't know if there's been any communications leading up to the board meeting or there were expectations that he was going to be here.
He had wanted to appear by phone, and I spoke to him.
So. We'll have to continue that, and if he chooses not to, then if you believe that he may have engaged in unprofessional conduct, then you would have to remand it to formal.
So we have to do this whole show all over again?
So can we
still handle the two?
Can we discuss this?
Right, I understand that, but why we still have to do an actual, another informal, or we just...
So he doesn't have to be there, we can still move on.
Or what do you mean? If we're...
It would go to a formal.
It would have to go to formal.
Yeah. Why does it have to?
It doesn't progress.
Because we can still make a decision without him here. He's just not here to defend himself, but that's on him.
For an informal, because you have the ability to take discipline, he has the right to decline to participate and ask for a formal hearing. I don't know why he's not here, but what we can't do today is take dispositive action in his case.
But can we discuss his role in this case?
As it relates to the
overall case.
Yeah.
Not any action against him.
Right, but as
so
it
even if his action was dismissive.
As it relates to the other two. Well, okay. Sure. All right.
So I would just ask that we take each of the cases separately and discuss it. And if you think you need to talk about the other professional's conduct in a case related to another, that's certainly fair.
Gotcha. Okay.
Thank you. And Mark, Jessica was asking if they thought they were going to dismiss Dr. Sivanek, could they do that today?
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, you just can't take disciplinary. So
gotcha.
You can dismiss it with a letter of concern.
Okay. Got it.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
So if we want to do more, then we have to move it to a formal.
Yes, or find out. I mean, there could have been an emergency or something that he's not here. I don't know. I mean, he gave the impression that he was going to be here, so I'd want to explore that first. But yes, absolutely. If you think that he may have violated your practice act, the next step, if he refuses to participate in this process, is the formal.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm just going to have to accept that because I don't quite understand. But I'll ask
later. I know, right? Like I said, we not
we'll talk about
so
it later because I
okay. Dr. Nosley, do you want to go ahead and start
okay,
things
I
on?
I think the crux of this case is that the severe lesions in the oral cavity, the sinus, and the general decline appears to have advanced significantly from the last visit, which was with Dr. Rumberg. So we had that 7-week period where it's apparent to me that we had a very rapid decline. There had been no blood work or imaging since right at the beginning of the case. So it's possible in my mind, even likely, and I think there's probably some agreement among the doctors and the complainant, that there was some disease process present in this patient's sinus.
I'm sorry, there was what?
A disease process going on in that sinus. So what do we think of? Osteomyelitis, resistant infection, or neoplasia? Unfortunately, that disease process advanced significantly after the dental. The doctors in this case were focusing on the dental disease, and rightly so, because dental disease, severe dental disease, can cause some of these symptoms, especially at the beginning, until we had that period of rapid advancement of the case. Only advanced imaging at the very beginning, when these doctors were involved in this case, would have answered any of this question. Advanced imaging, I mean by MRI, would be the modality that we would be looking at to see. Well, we could maybe start with radiographs of the sinus, that type of thing. But really, the focus was on dental disease, and I think rightly so. So the only question is, did any of these respondents miss this presence of this disease process? And in reading the record, at the time they were presented with the case, I don't see evidence of that. Because dental disease, severe dental disease, can cause some of these things.
Well, yeah, we will. I think we're just talking about them all at once.
Well, yeah, this is general.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily agree with that, though. I mean, Dr. Oberg saw the case initially, mm-hmm. and it was all based on exam, and I think that was an appropriate course of action. And saying, yes, a dental cleaning, or dental, whatever you want to call it nowadays, right. is the way to go with the x-rays. That's going to be the big issue, the big thing here.
Okay. So I think Dr. Oberg... Can you speak out so that she can hear?
So when I see Dr. Oberg's treatment here, the medications, I don't see any problems going on there. When we get into the dental, that's where I'm seeing the issue, and I see the issue immediately. I don't know if anybody looked at the x-rays, the dental x-rays.
I know exactly what you're referring
to. Number 10, that's cancer.
I would totally agree.
That's not osteomyelitis.
That's why I was wanting to take them individually, because if we're talking about Dr. O, then I have a different recommendation than what we're going to do with the other. So why don't we take that,
so
you guys know where we're going with that one, why don't we vote on that and be done, and then we can discuss.
So for, I got to look up the case.
2498,
okay. So I make a motion for 2498 based on the conversations, based on medical records, that we dismiss the case against Dr. Carl Oberg.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to dismiss case 2498.
And I would just comment on that, like as far as the thought that there was a misdiagnosis even from the beginning. We don't often get a diagnosis at the beginning. We often do blood work to look for other things. We often do dentals to evaluate. We often do more to see what's going on. And that's exactly what happened here. It wasn't a misdiagnosis.
Yeah,
it was handled the way it should have been handled.
Yeah. No, Dr. Oberg, like I said, I think he handled the case exactly like I would have. That step-wise thing. And the next step was getting in there and deeper, like I said, advanced imaging and stuff.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to dismiss the case 2498 against Dr. Oberg. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. So now with regard to the other two.
Dr. Sivinick did the initial exam, but let's take it Dr. Rice first. Indicate. As you had your concerns about the radiographs, and I did too. And at that point in time, further investigation of that area, yes, would be warranted. Have I seen osteomyelitis in regards to periodontal disease to that severity? Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Possible.
I'm going to go with you,
possible.
Yes, but...
Yeah. No, I'm right with you on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the case of Dr. Rice, he performed the dental. It's the only time he saw the patient. He's the one that took the radiograph, so that ball's in your court. He was not involved in the follow-up. So I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation, and then we can open that up for discussion.
Second.
For Missy.
For Dr. Rice, who did the x-rays.
Correct.
Right. And did.